Despite the casualties on the Israeli side, there's still widespread support in Israel for the war. But Israeli analysts say that could change if Israel broadens its ground offensive. NPR's Eric Westervelt has that part of the story.
In the northern border village of Zirit, very near where this latest conflict ignited 9 days ago, Karen Shabu has had to take refuge with her family in a thick-walled bomb shelter. She says she fully backs Israel's aerial campaign in Lebanon.
We are not occupation in their territory. They have no right, no reason to attack us. Israel must and will defend herself. We must.
Polls show that that support is echoed by most Israelis, despite the rising Lebanese civilian toll. Even the dovish Israeli group Peace Now backs the tough military response, calling it on its website a legitimate defense of borders. Civilians in Lebanese towns and villages are paying a high price. Lebanese and UN officials say fighting has killed more than 300 people so far, the vast majority civilians. Hezbollah rocket fire has killed 15 Israeli civilians. The UN and the EU have called the Israeli response excessive. Israel insists its military strikes are not disproportionate. Ephraim Inbar, director of Israel's Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies, says the potential Hezbollah threat warrants the tough response.
A million of Israelis live in bunkers underground. Major seaport is paralyzed, Haifa. Much of the Israeli sensitive infrastructure is also under great danger.
Civilian casualties are almost inevitable given the structure of the guerrilla group, says Hezbollah expert Eyal Zisser, a senior fellow at Israel's Dayan Center.
The problem is that it's not an army where you can find the soldier in a camp or a barrack. It's an organization that is spread inside the villages and the cities. So if you want to attack him, you need to attack the cities or the villages.
But after taking a pounding for 9 straight days, Hezbollah's militia, estimated to be just 2,000 strong, show few signs of folding. Israeli commanders are not ruling out a large-scale ground offensive, but that could prove a long, hard slog and bring back bad memories of Israel's nearly 2-decade-long occupation of South Lebanon. The Israeli military's chief of staff, Lieutenant General Dan Halutz, reportedly told the security cabinet Hezbollah wants to lure Israel into a ground war of attrition. Retired Brigadier General Shlomo Braun, the Israeli military's former head of strategic planning, says this war will not end with a clear victory.
If I may use a metaphor, it's like a boxing match that is not decided by a knockout. The other party is not going to surrender because it's not possible to destroy completely the capabilities of the other side or kill everyone. So they will continue to exist.
The challenge then for the Jewish state will be to transform any military advantage into the political results Israel is demanding, the enforced disarming of Hezbollah. Analyst Ephraim Inbar says the ongoing punishing air attacks also send a tough message to Hezbollah's main backers, Syria and Iran.
The message is don't mess with us because we will not give in to terrorist organizations.
But it's not clear that message is being absorbed in Damascus and Tehran or even among the leaders of Hezbollah. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.